sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Episode 99, Broke Phone. Rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you into a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you into a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more. I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you. I'm fasting. Hey, welcome and bienvenue à un autre episode of Shut the Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzard, aka B Dot Black, aka Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B. Menton fourchu. Before I start the show, I want to remind you, returning listeners, that this podcast is still protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. That means rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on July 26, 2023, on a Wednesday. Fucking, and it's kind of late, 9:31 p.m. This is probably the latest I've ever recorded an episode, so I guess you're witnessing history. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. If you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah. All right, let me just, 2 minutes has gone by, and if I add that 3 minute intro, was that bad? I'm going to look into it. All right, real quick, quick rundown of today's, for those who are not used to this format. There are three acts to this podcast. First one is the intro, which I'm doing right now. You know, get you all settled. Give it the time for the late starters to sit down and get themselves comfortable. You know, interrupt the show and shit like that. Looking at you, buddy. Looking at you. And is the expression wet my beak? I don't think that's wet my beak. But, you know, I'll probably share a quote. The second act is called User Random Thoughts. The title speaks for itself, and then end with the final thought. So today's quote goes like this. I think it's an overall theme for this podcast and the final thought. And it goes, don't let what other people think, think decide who you are. Let me try that again without that additional noise. Don't let what other people think decide who you are. Now, I'm not preaching this. This is one of those, I know it's easy for some of us. This shit is easier said than done. For some of us, this shit is a journey, as much as we agree with the statement. But for some of us, this shit is a journey. And, I'm not preaching. I'm more reminding myself. With that said, let's, shout out to Life Mastery on Twitter for sharing this. All right. Now let's jump to news and random thought. Let's do this. Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right, now, like I said, it's a Wednesday, probably the latest I've ever recorded. I don't plan on doing a lot of talk. You know, I was actually considering, this is episode 99, right? And I was actually considering not recording today and making, because I'm trying to delay episode 100. I'm tempted, I'm not sure. There's a chance I might take a break between 99, episode 100, or I might start with 100 and take a break afterwards. But I want to make that break worthwhile. It's not because I want to take a break, but I also want to do other work, like changes to the website, figure out this SEO shit. And I don't know. I'm thinking out loud right now. So who knows? Maybe there may not be an episode next week. We'll see. I'll go with the flow. Who knows? Some tragic shit might happen. And I'll need to talk about it. Speaking of which, I know how to broach this one, so I'll just rip off the Band-Aid. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mentioned in the past episode, I talked about Ice Cube. And I said, you know what, since I've known Ice Cube as an artist, even based on his music, assuming that there's a connection between him and his music, and he's not just some artist who just raps because, oh, what's his style? Gangster rap? King? That's what I'm going to do. So let's say there's Ice Cube has always been the kind of person who's basically one of his songs is Fuck You Ice Cube. Actually, I meant to cue that song. Fuck You Ice Cube. I'm the nigga you love to hate. Yeah. My point is, like I mentioned before, Ice Cube has never struck me as the kind of person who lives life seeking my approval or anyone's approval. But, you know, mine. My approval, which I can understand, which I can respect. What I don't fuck with is Ice Cube trying to put syrup on shit and present it to me like it's fucking pancakes. It's like, fuck you, asshole. It's like, come on, man. I ain't eating that shit. You eat that shit. So what I'm saying is, look, Ice Cube, if you want to... Oh, all this comes from... There's a video clip out there. Apparently, Ice Cube's been chilling with Tucker Carlson. Tuck your nuts. What's his name? Tucker Carlson? The white boy from Fox News who got fired from... The racist white boy. He's been hanging out with a piece of shit white boy. Like, out of all the white people to hang out with, this was not... This was the one that made us say that, hey, that shit I wrote about Horny Little Devil, I was bullshitting. I don't mean it. I'm down with Horny Little Devils. You know, Yeah. I guess I'm drinking this can of Pepsi. Not that I'm promoting, but pour out some Pepsi for the memories of Ice Cube. My point is the end of an era, man. I know what is he on. I hope he's not making music about this shit. Oh, please, God, no, man. I hope he gave up on hip-hop. I don't know what his plan is, but he's on a journey that I can't fuck with. And no, I'm not going to wish him the best. I'm just saying... Now I'm just trying to figure out, was it all a lie? Hey, did Easy have a point talking about that nigga ain't from Compton? Because he did talk about being from Compton. Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Yeah, whatever. All right, next item. Speaking of people who are pissing me off. No, Ice Cube ain't pissing me off, but this guy... I say his name a lot, is Elon Musk. Elon Musk, stay fucking up. Sorry, my lips and tongue are not cooperating with me, and sometimes I say a word and the S comes out, and it's annoying the hell out of me, and I'm not sure. If I was you listening to me, I'd be annoyed too, but whatever. I'll deal with it. Yeah, so the common joke, the running joke is... Long story short, apparently Elon Musk renamed Twitter to the letter X. Pump, 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 pump. You know what? Just like, I'm gonna a little distraction. X by exhibit. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, I don't want to sell that shit. There we go.
That's a lot to you and yours. It's Mr. X to the Z exhibit. Yeah. Come on. The
day or the rest of my life.
X stand behind the mic like Walter Cronkite. Y'all keep the spotlight. Right. I'm keeping my bombs tight. Lose sight of what you believe and call it a night. This ain't the lightweight cake mix that you used to.
Oh my God, yeah, all right. The only X I acknowledge is Exhibit. Right. Malcolm X, but that doesn't count. That's his, because his real name is Elhaj Shabazz. My point is, sorry, man. His mama named Clay, I'ma call him Clay. His mama named it Twitter, I'ma call it Twitter. All right, yeah. That's it. Yeah. So I guess part of this podcast is keeping track of all the fuck-ups by Elon. And I really should let, I understand, I should let that go. But part of it entertains me. I'm bored. And why not talk shit about this white man from South Africa? Fuck that nigga. All right, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's it in the news. If you're listening to us in the future, yeah, this is what we're talking about on July 26th, that week of July. How, well, not a lot of us. It's just me. Well, not just me, but yeah, people like me. Am I upset? Am I losing sleep over this shit? Nah, not at all. Nah, not at all. If the man wants to call it X, he can call it X. But I'm not. All right, yeah. Okay, now I'm going to, you know what's funny is I wasn't going to record. Shout out to me and my new t-shirt. And I, all the fun, I found this energy to record. I'm like, is this my passion? Am I passionate about this shit? I'm amazed because I was tired. I was ready to say, man, whatever. Like, I wish I could feel like this about going to the gym. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I'm just not used to doing something that others might consider work. And for me, I'm, like, enjoying it. But whatever. Here we are. All right. Yeah, I'm going to. Yo, I love this one, man, because it reminds me of a brief conversation that I had with my therapist. And I'm going to title this, well, I mean, it's titled People Pleasing versus Genuine Care. And I'm going to let homie from TikTok break it down for you. Here we go. Yeah.
The difference between people pleasing and genuine care for other people is that people pleasers' top priority is making sure others are pleased with them. And they want to maintain a pleasant environment where they can feel safe, right? It's an inward-facing orientation to an external expression of care. Because people who genuinely care for other people, they're willing to disrupt the environment. They're willing to threaten the relationship for the sake of the other person because of how much they care.
Mm. Yeah, I know, it was a conversation. I actually struggle with this. I was going to say most people, I'm trying to be modest here, right? If you ask someone about me, at least someone's going to say, yeah, their thought will be, yeah, he's a nice guy. Some people might say he's too nice. But deep down inside, I don't see myself at that way. I was talking about, it was a thought that I had, is sometimes I feel like my need to be kind is because it's to compensate for deep down inside, I don't feel like I'm a kind person. And but it had me thinking, I can't tell the difference, or no, I've been reflecting, wondering, am I being a people pleaser, or do I genuinely care? Sometimes I know, and sometimes I just do it and then go with it and hope that my intentions were pure. We're for real. But anyways, shout out to content creator's name is Matthias. Hey, is that a biblical name? Matthias Barker. Matthias J. Barker. Again, like I always say, the show notes, all the link to this video will be in the show notes. So you can watch it for yourself. And if you talk to him, if you happen to know Matthias, tell him B Black said what's up. B Black sent you. All right. Okay. What else do I got on the docket? Stop saying goddamn it. All right. work in progress. The next chapter of my life. Okay, another short TikTok clip that just, the content creators just said something that rang with me, and I'm down with it. So this one's called The Next Chapter of My Life, and sister says something that I'm down with. So here we go.
This next chapter of my life is called Invite Only.
Mm-hmm.
It's called prove it. Prove it. It's called mutually beneficial or immediately no.
Right.
It's called I'm not letting anything slide.
Uh-huh.
It's called if I have to question what side you're on, you're not on my side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am tired of recovering from people.
Message.
Word up. Yeah. See, I've been saying I hate people, but a lot of I hate people is really... is really more a reflection of my inability of managing myself around people. And that right there is powerful and also links to what I was saying about people pleasing versus genuinely caring. Yeah, caring can be difficult. Speaking of which, oh my God, oh, all this shit is linked. And, you know, I did this indirectly, right? It's been a while since I've shared a quote from Life by Alisa. And Life by Alisa, she's a content creator, and actually she's, her title on Instagram is Highly Sensitive Person Mentor, digital creator, and she creates content, and her big thing is highly sensitive folks, I'm one of y'all, type of thing like that, but she made a business out of it. I'm just kind of shocked, I'm surprised, I don't know how she did that. Oh my God, get to the point. But my point is, every once in a while, I follow her on Instagram, and every once in a while, very common, she'll post something that I just like, and I just share it with y'all. She's another example of, if you ever meet her in real life, tell her, Be Black sent you. Shut Up Podcast sent you. Yeah. So the quote this time goes, and I love this, is, maybe you aren't too sensitive. See, here's one thing is, when I finally made peace with the fact that, you know, I have a highly sensitive trait. I have a highly, or a, what's the word? I got sensory processing sensitivity. Is that what it's called? Make sure I get this right. Je veux pas vous induire en erreur. SPS and HSP. Sensory processing sensitivity. And what does that mean? It means I'm a bitch ass nigga. No, it means I'm, the way I understand it, I'm still learning about it, right? Is the feelings, I sense things. I feel things more than the average human being to the point that not just me, but those of us who have it is, oh my God, I'm getting off topic. I got this bad habit. Okay, I'm going to focus on the quote here. Google HSP, man. That's what I'm saying. So her quote goes, maybe you are not too sensitive. So part of making peace, when I finally made peace out of it, I've also learned to, you know what, fuck it. Accept it. And anyone who bitches about it, cut them out. Fuck them. It's like, love me or leave me alone. Like, no more dealing with, oh, you're too sensitive. You're too this. You're too that. It's like, you know what? We don't have to be friends. We don't have to get, you know, we can just part ways. I'll do my thing. I'll hang out over there. You over there. And I'll hang out over there where I don't have to hear you bitch about my personality trait. With that said, I say all this because this is why I appreciate this next quote that I'm sharing with you. So Life by Alisa. Her real name is Alisa Boyer. Make sure I get that right. Alisa Boyer, yeah. All right. Oui, je le prononce en français, because if I read it in English, it sounds weird to me. All right, okay. Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe we just live in a culture that shames people for having human emotions. Hold on. You know what? This deserves a
message.
All right. Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe they're just triggered because they're afraid to show their own sensitivity. Oh, I can relate to that for sure. Yes.
Message.
What else you got? Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe you are created this way because you are meant to be a cycle breaker in your family. Amen.
Message.
Yo, my family, we got a lot of sensitive people, but I'm the one who always got it out. I'm the one who always got outed as the sensitive one. So, you're too sensitive. I'm like, kind of feels like you're in the same boat as I am. But whatever. But it's true. I am trying to break that cycle by not having kids. Okay, damn, I'm just being funny. All right. Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe you're just finely tuned acutely aware of, deeply connected to the world around you. All right. Did I do this all right? Nope.
Message.
What else? Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe you just really, really care. Yes. Yes. Sometimes I find myself wondering that, you know, caring is an hindrance in this cruel world. But here we are.
Message.
What else? Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe they're afraid of the way you can see past the mask they wear. Ain't fucking men. Ain't men. Yeah, you know, I could speak long about this, but yeah, amen. Okay, you don't need to hear your message because this shit's going to get annoying. Oh, the last one. I'm going to save it for the last one. Maybe you aren't too sensitive. Maybe they're just insensitive. Yes. Yes, here we go.
Message.
That's not my official response to people who say, you know, you're too sensitive. It's like, yeah, then you're an asshole. You're like an asshole. Well, I'm an asshole. Well, you know, it's just like, whatever. Let me put it this way. I don't have those debates with people anymore. You think I'm too sensitive? That's cool. You go over there. I'm going to go over there. And let's not pretend to be actual friends. All right. Okay. Now, this last one. Oh, I had another link I forgot to put. Okay, this is the last one. After that is just links that I'll leave for you to look at yourself. I'm not going to play the content, but this one here is, I labeled this, I Feel You. I'm going to play a clip, a TikTok clip by this brother, right? And after he was done speaking, my first thought was, I felt the need to put his hand, my hand on his shoulder and say, bro, I feel you. But not in a condescending way, not in a way that, yo, I know what you're going through. No, it's more, I hear your message. I feel what you're trying to say. I didn't just hear you. I felt what you're trying to say. And it made me realize, I kind of wish, I'm kind of hoping that's what I'm able to do with this podcast. It's basically, I can feel your energy from 3,000 away, or how's it? I can feel your energy from 2,000 away. You know what I mean? That line. It's when I'm speaking, I'm kind of hoping the people who hear me, their first thought is, bro, I feel you. I hear you. I know what you're saying. I get you. And so here we go. Shout out to, his name is Oliver James, and he's going to say something to me I found profound. And again, like I said, I felt. This might be one of those videos, might be, if you look at them, I don't know if it's going to do any justice by just simply listening to him. It's also his facial expression and everything. It engaged my senses, listening, hearing them out. And here goes. Here goes, yeah. Enough.
Yeah. I'm venting. I don't even care. I thought this reading journey was going to be fun. I started teaching myself how to read. And sometimes I feel like this is the worst damn decision I made in my life. Mm. Maybe this is part of the journey. Maybe that's why I have to document it. So in 2 years, maybe people see me smiling about me reading because I got through a part. But right now, I don't know if that's true. I mean, where I look at my life, man, my life is just everything, yo, everything. I don't have no money. I never had money in the first place. But now it just feels like don't got no, my feelings aren't the way they used to be. Like, anxiety's higher. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's struggling.
Problems. There's more problems. I can't even express to you what's happening. Mm. And I don't even know why I'm expressing it. Mm. Like, it's like I'm saying this because I'm scared of life. If everything is happening. Everything is happening in my head. Everything is happening in my head. Even right now, I feel like, why are you doing this? Somebody's going to say, you're, they say it. Oh, you cry, baby. You know how many messages I get now because I can read them? And oh, you're disgracing the black race. Then this is over. I started teaching myself how to read, and my mind is, excuse my language, but it's fucking with me, man.
Damn.
Like, I don't like it. I don't like knowing history and shit. I don't like knowing people, you know, can hurt each other and doing all this stuff. I don't like this, man. I don't like learning and having my mind be more than what it is. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like the confusion. Mm. Before, when I was ignorant, there was no confusion. Right. It was what it was. And you're going to get that energy. Now I got to sit here and figure out how to be something I've never been. Every day, even when people hurt me. And people be like, we're learning to read, learning to read. I'm like, this is the problem. When you grow up a certain way and people taught me to be a certain way my whole life. And now I'm over here trying to change it. And I'm seeing, this is why I've always crashed with people. Always. And then you have a mental breakdown. And it's like, I don't even know if this is a mental breakdown. I don't even know my mental, because I'm started reading. And then you, this is why grown-ups don't do it, man. This is why they don't do it. It's scary. It's you don't know you no more. I know I'm passionate about this, and I know I'm in this space right now. I don't even care, yo. This is going up. This is going up.
Damn.
I'm talking to you, Oliver. This is going up. I don't care anymore. Started learning how to read, man, and my head ain't right. And not everything I deal with is new. New. I don't want to show this stuff, but I don't know what to do, man. Like, I'm reading these books. I'm reading these self-help books. Like, I had these issues. There's things going on. But now that I'm reading, I'm like, it's learning. My brain is changing, man. And I don't know what to do. Like,
fuck. I'm near tears, man. I won't lie, man. If this brother's acting, fuck. He. I responded to his quote, to his, I don't think he heard me or it made sense to him. And I just wrote, makes you want to holler. Hearing him express himself reminded me a lot of what exactly I enjoyed about Tupac's music. It was the energy. It was the feelings. It was the emotion. It wasn't just the word. See, I'm listening to him, but I'm also watching him. And like, there's the part of me that, see, now he's transferred it to me. The part of me that wants to cry, just the automatic mechanism kicks in. Just like, fuck that nigga. No, fuck that. Not on this podcast. Are you out your goddamn mind? Remember, you're recording yourself on video right now. I was just thinking, okay, I'm processing what happened to this experience, right? I'm listening to him talk, and it's not what he's saying. Like, I don't know the full story. I just know he just talks about, I learned how to read, I'm learning shit, and it's made my life a bit more complicated. That's my understanding. Like, I don't need to know the details. I just need to know this brother is... Suffering, is that a strong, too much of a word? He's going through things. That's why I saw that and... And my first thought was, makes you want to holler. It reminded me of a Tupac verse, several songs by Tupac, Trapped, Death Around the Corner, all of it, man, Pain, Dear Mom, all of it, Hugging My Mama from a Jail Cell, all that shit. I don't know, it's like... my favorite part is when he said he couldn't find the words to articulate what he's trying to say. But you can sense it. It reminded me of, there's this one lady, it reminded me of, okay, this is my final point. Reminded me of situation I had going on at my work not too long ago. And basically I was going some racial shit and I was at my peak of being able to handle any more of this world's bullshit. By bullshit, any more white people's bullshit. I was at my peak of hearing White Lives Matter. I was at my peak of why you black people ride the BLM is a terrorist group. Yo, it's just a little racism. You're being too sensitive. I was at my peak of hearing any more bullshit on how white people believe I should be handling racism. Come on, brush it up, nigga, rock it off, you know. And so I ended up going on stress leave. Like I said, peak. I would have turned into Dissalene. Anyways, peak. I was about to snap. And in order to go on stress leave, they assigned me some caseworker, some white lady. I'm not sure what her role is, but I could tell. Oh, she was my rep. It's like, why are you on stress leave? I felt like she was like my parole officer. Yeah, we want to make sure that you're not going to do anything crazy now, you know. So she kept an eye on me, right? And what's interesting is I could tell she did not understand what the fuck I was going through. Like, you know, talk about racism, Well, you're a little upset over the N-word? What the fuck? You know, I could tell she was not the person to talk to. But what she did get right, she just knew that, I don't know the equation. I just know, I can sense that you're in pain right now, that you're going through things. I don't know what the fuck, how the fuck you sense, you nigger got here, how you got here, whatever, because you got it great in this country. Like, I can tell, it's like, you can see the racism, you can see the, her being a white lady, and I say white lady, like bona fide white lady, like white, unable to understand a black person, white, that kind of white person. The white people who could understand black people, I call you guys human. That, you know, you're humans who happen to be white. But I mean, she was hunky white. But I can tell she was conflicted. But there was two things working. There was their confusion to, I don't know what the fuck this nigga's angry at. Combined with, but I can sense he's angry. I can sense he's, I wasn't cussing at her. I can sense he's in pain. I can sense he's close to a breakdown. And I remember in that moment, developing an appreciation for people who can feel empathy. They don't need to understand the words. They can say, okay, yeah, okay, you got it bad right now. And I feel that's what this brother spoke to the part in me that just wants, that just like, yeah, I hear, but I, that's why the only word I could come out of my mouth after hearing him speak was, I feel you. But not like, I don't have any advice. It's more, I feel you, and I hope, I see the pain, and I hope you heal. I hope you find your way. I could tell you're, like, close to the edge. I hope you find, that's what I mean. Like, connection between bonds. Oh, I had to share this 3-minute clip because I'm like, that's what I'm hoping to do with this podcast. That's what I'm hoping this podcast could be. Yeah, sure, I'm trying to make you laugh. I'm trying to... But my intention in being vulnerable is not pity, not advice, not you know what you should do. You know, I don't want to hear any of that shit. Fuck, I live in Ottawa. Anyway, it's easy to find someone in Ottawa who's willing to give you advice on how you can improve your fucking life. I live in Ottawa. I live with people whose lives are shittier than you, but they'll find the audacity to recommend, well, you know how I got myself out of the, how I pulled myself by the bootstrap. You kind of didn't. You still live with your mom. Yeah, but still, and whatever. Yeah. Sorry. This is what I'm hoping this podcast could be. Just people who could respond to what I'm saying the same way I responded to this brother. And the big thing that I got from it is, yeah, man, learning. My journey was learning a lot about, oh my God. Sometimes I wonder if I should shut down that part of me that, oh, this could have been a final thought. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Sometimes I wish I could shut down that part of me that, like, I there was a time where I couldn't hear what was going on in the news. I could not hear about another fucking tragedy in the news, another child going hungry, another parent. There was a time where I was like, yeah, man, it's like this shit is fucking depressing me. Anyways, powerful, man. Did I mention? Yeah, Oliver James. But you know, I'm going to follow his journey, man. I am going to follow his journey. Wait, who's that with him? Oh, okay, so here you go. Reading and motivational speaking. Oh, wow. Reading and Motivational Speaking Book Club, Friday, 6 p.m. Oliver Speaks. Word? This is a journey into learning how to read? We take for granted. Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, ignorance is bliss, but I feel like that's what he's talking about. I was better off being ignorant. Oh, you Castolga? All right, whatever. Subscribe. All right, okay. Hey, you know what? This is not in the show notes, but it just hit me, right? The content creator who, what was her name? I'll give her justice. But apparently, on the last episode, I was talking about how Twitter won't let me use the word coon anymore. But how, apparently, I'm not the only black person who's been getting videos from motherfuckers, black folks, talking about, you know what? I didn't see any racism in Jason Aldean. Song, but here's the thing, if you want to have that opinion, that's cool, What I don't understand, why the fuck is YouTube wanting me to watch it? It's like, hey, come on, fam. Anyway, I forgot. Oh, yeah, the content creator's name. Her name is very smart lady, articulate sister that another person I'm grateful for. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, I'm grateful for content creator out there who speak up, and that allow the rest of us to say, that's what I'm going through. Looks like I don't have to burn this building anymore. Yeah.
Of racist.
Her name is Dara Star Tuck. Oh, wow. Wait. Dara Star Tucker. Yeah, Dara Star Tucker. Oh, she's a singer, songwriter, social commentator, satirist. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I just call it an intelligent lady. Oh, wow. Okay, I just clicked on her profile. Anyway, yeah, no, she was just talking about how she's been getting a lot of, in one of her videos, what was she talking about? Oh, whether these black conservatives are getting paid by conservatives to be out there to talk shit about, you know, to say shit like, yeah, I don't think Jason Aldean's racist. No, you niggas are need to calm down. Now, if someone presents me with a check to say Jason Aldean is not racist, there's going to be a lot of zeros on that check. I don't know. I tell you right now. You hear me talk that Jason Aldean shit, I grab the check. I'm telling you right now. These motherfuckers are stupid enough. Don't believe the hype. I just accept the check. I'm going to have to. Hold on. Sorry. Something attacked my leg. Just a sec. Yeah. Thought it was an ant. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Check. Selling out. I was talking about selling out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, times are hard, man. I got bills to pay. You heard about inflation, right? Anyway, yeah, okay. Yeah, in the show notes, I will, there's a link to, I will leave it in the link. I'll leave it under other links to check out. The first one is, oh, The Godless Gardener. And it talks about, and it shows it shows an episode of Love Boat and The Jefferson. And they tackle they present, basically is, hey, they try to normalize transgender people. And Godless Gardener is responding to people, Generation X, going, what's with all this woke shit? This woke shit didn't exist when I grew up. It did. You just didn't know about it. Right. So, but you can check out the video. That's dope. The other video is that I will share is about that asshole, Andrew Tate, that piece of shit, Andrew Tate. And apparently, I don't know, someone, text messages he's been sending to his brother or his homeboys, whatever, have been leaked, and he talks about how, yeah, I'm an asshole, man. I'm a piece of shit that, it's ugly, man. It's, anyway, it'll be in the show notes. And the only thing is, when I was listening to his leaked messages, and basically him just being cruel to women, it just reminded me of, like, I've grown up knowing people like him, and they took pride in being, they took pride in letting us know that they were shit. Look, they were shitty to women. And the thing is, I feel sorry for the ladies because these guys were like certified con artists. A lot of people will blame the women and be like, oh, you're so stupid for falling for it. I'm like, this motherfucker's a con artist. He knows who to target and he went after it. And hearing those texts reminded me of why I hate Andrew Tate so much. Like, deep down inside, the part inside of me is because he brings up my guilt. It brings up my guilt of all the times that people like him passed me by, showed off, and I responded with just, basically I was complicit, because I responded with silence or just, oh, yeah, you a bad motherfucker. I never understood why they felt the need to brag to me, but I never, like, told them, hey, that's fucked up, dude. Or I even warned the girl that, hey, that dude's a peach. I mean, but then again, you know, girl probably didn't want to hear. I'm not making excuses, but my point is, hearing about Andrew Tate's and the shitty thing he's done just sends me back to all the time that Andrew Tate in my life walked by and I didn't do, and I let it slide. I understand women who are like, men ain't shit. No, I get it. I know how I played my role in that. The image. But with that said, yeah, there's a clip about If you need more evidence about what made Andrew Tate a piece of shit, well, actually, if you needed evidence, then you should not be listening to this podcast. So, yeah, all this is going to reveal is shit that you already know about this piece of shit, this asshole. Yeah, and how he got caught. With that said, this concludes News and Random Thought. We shall jump to Final Thoughts, and what time is it? Yeah, and we can get the fuck out of here because it's late. B-Black's got to get his beauty sleep. Yeah, here we go. Did I mention I had a long day? I mean, not a bad day. I mean, no, I was very productive. I had one of those days. It's been actually incredible. I had one of those days where I was just working nonstop. But it wasn't shit I didn't like. It was just, my point is my body feels like, okay, woo, we need to. It's kind of like if I was a porn star, right? And I've been going all day. As much as I like sex, I'm gonna need a break. Okay, lady, I don't need you to back the fuck off me. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna sleep hard tonight. Okay. sleep hard, get it? All right. What's up? Okay, so what's up with the title? Which one do I do first? Yeah, okay, let me just jump through this. What's up to the title? Okay, so title of today's episode, Broke Phone, is in response to a verse that I read, and it's from Kendrick Lamar's song, Rich Spirit. Just quickly, the description of Rich Spirit is a track by Kendrick Lamar, according to rapgenius.com. Rich Spirit depicts an irreverent. Okay, what does irreverent mean? Hold on a second. Fucking white man in your big words. Hold on a second. Irreverent. Irreverent means. Hold on a second. He's a big deal? Irreverent. Showing lack of respect. Oh, showing a lack of respect for people or things that are generally taken seriously. Oh, interesting. Okay, I don't see that. Okay, Rich Spirit depicts an irreverent Kendrick Lamar talking about his own qualities while trying to stand firm against the criticism against him. Kendrick utilizes... Oh my God, ethereal. I'm gonna say ethereal. I get the feeling I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's information. Ethereal melodies and portrays a different side of Lamar's customary approach, while also debating mortality, loyalty, narcissism, and other themes. The instrumental features backing vocals from Sam Doo. Who is additionally listed as a feature on This Too Savior, which also features Kendrick's cousin, Baby Keem. Baby Keem. Okay, that's not the way. First of all, the fuck does... Let me see how to pronounce this. Ethereal? He's goddamn right. You know what? Fuck the English language. But I'm still gonna... For my own...
Ethereal.
Ethereal. One of those words that causes my teeth and lips and tongue to do... Okay, ethereal. Okay. Extremely delicate and lightly in a way that seems perfect in this world. Perfect for this world. Come on, bro. Chemistry. Whatever, doesn't matter. Okay, so, oh my God, I'm all over the place. Yes. The reason I read the chorus is because I remember I was listening to an episode of Black Eye Who Tips. I think it was the Niggaflation. And Rod, they were speaking about, on an episode, Rod and Karen, they were speaking about some rapper, I think her name is No Name, responding to critics, to her fans, who are angry at her because she had Jay Electronica on do a verse on one of his songs. And apparently people got mad at her because I didn't know Jay Electronica was the controversial type. Like, he ain't no fucking Ice Cube. I take that back. Okay, what I mean is Jay Electronica is lyrically talented, but I didn't realize he was... Well, okay, I guess the whole Nation of Islam thing would piss people off. But that's not my point. But Jay Electronica, if he did a verse, I would risk it. Jay Electronica show up on the podcast, yeah, fuck it. I'll take the verse. Okay, I'm anti-Semitic. I mean, Jay Electronica, oh my God, getting off topic. The conversation was about, yeah, people criticizing her for it. And this girl, this woman, this rap artist, takes it upon herself to justify herself to her haters. to the hater, say like, yo, well, fuck y'all, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, whatever, man. Response to the hater. It's like, look, you made a creative decision, roll with it. Don't fucking look for approval from people. And at some point in explaining while Rod was sharing his thought, I heard him say, rich nigga broke phone. And the context he used it was, just because you're rich doesn't mean you have to answer. Basically, don't answer to all your critics. And I love that. I tied, oh my God, I'm linking it. There's a whole link to this, right? It reminded me of a saying that I got off from, where's my book? It's called, this book I bought at some black bookstore, right? And it's called An Anthology of Black Folks with Wisdom and Sayings. And in there I found the saying that apparently comes from Haiti. I've never heard it before, but fuck it, the book credits Haiti. And it says, you don't have to turn around and look at every dog that barks at you. Now, the reason I was thinking about that quote, rich nigga broke phone, and that conversation that they were having on the black guy who tips, is because it reminded me of an incident that happened not too long ago on Twitter, which is not a real place. Oh, I forgot to put the link in my show notes, but now I have to look for it. Wait. Oh, there it is. Okay. So what happened to me is, or not me directly, is, Jason Aldean. All right. So I'm going to play this clip, right? So remember some Michelle, my man, some Michelle, right? Smart black guy, another content creator who says shit that makes me, yeah, that's what I meant. Looks like I don't have to burn something tonight. All right, yeah, so I'm going to play this clip. And he says something about Jason Aldean, how Jason Aldean is like some little bitch. Okay, last time I said bitch, I'm going to have to fix that again in post-edit. I peaked. Bitch. Okay, whatever. All right, so, So let me play this clip. It goes, Jason Aldean ran.
Peace. Jason Aldean ran. That's him right there. Jason Aldean running. When the worst mass shooting in the history of this country was playing out at Jason Aldean's concert before his very eyes, Jason Aldean ducked and ran for safety as his adoring fans were being mowed down by a gunman. Jason Aldean ran. Jason Aldean didn't go get his granddaddy's gun, track down the shooter to go all Walker Texas Ranger on him. No, Jason Aldean ran. And when the time came for Jason Aldean to do his tough guy chest thumping, talking about try that in a small town, somehow mass shootings didn't make the cut of his video. Too busy glad-handing the police and protecting a piece of fabric. These colors don't run. Well, Jason Aldean, you do. Now, to be clear, Jason Aldean, I'm not calling you a coward for running. That was, in fact, the safest option for you.
For you.
So relax with all the tough guy talk about what you're going to do if we try that in a small town. Uh-huh. We already know what you're going to do, Jason Aldean. We out, chat. Peace.
All right. Okay. So the point. Yeah, I love this message, man. It's just look, man. All I'm saying is, yeah, mass shooter, I'd run too. But one thing I'm not gonna do is talk shit about, yeah, man. Don't try that shit in my small town. Whatever, man. It's Jason Aldean is the epitome of cowardice, man. It's like all the Klansmen who showed up to their meeting with their hoods, so they could get back at, like, talk that, you know, fuck them niggers, kill them niggers, and then, you know, while wearing a mask, and then showing up to work and to their black boss, fucking shit, I wish I would, hey, yes, and whatever, that's not my point. That's not my fucking point. My point is, what I love about this video, about this message by Sun Michaud is how it reminds me this pattern I've noticed, right? It's like, hey, dear white people, man, if a white person is racist, they likely have a shitty character. After they're done with us, they're going to come for you if they haven't already. They may not pay you back like they say they would. They might fuck your sister. They might fuck your wife. They might stab you in the back. And what I'm saying by that is, if they're racist, it's very likely they have a shitty character. There's something wrong. Like, my response to Sun Michaud was, I'm giving you a long journey, but bear with me. It ends well, right? Because I said, it's interesting how these racist types tend to always be shitty people. Not just to us, but to the people stupid enough to believe them. Yeah, man. If you think Jason Aldean just hates black folks, if he's hiding something. I'm just saying, man. He's just hiding something. All right. You might like his music. Maybe his music is great and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm just saying. It's just a matter of time before someone comes out with, he's a piece of shit. And I hate him, whatever. But don't take my word for it. Like, you know, of course the black guy is gonna paint a bad image of, look, all I'm saying is when Trump ran for election and all us black folks, okay, I didn't vote in the America, but all the black Americans, men and women, voted against him. A lot of white people thought, oh man, you just mad off a little racism. Let's give him a try. And then 4 years later, you were like, wow, he was awful. He did what with Russia? What? Yeah. You realize that all I'm saying is get yourself a black friend. And if he points out a racist in your family or in your circle, start scrutinizing that person. I oh my God. Okay. So I wrote my tweet, my post, got 9 likes. That's not a lot of likes, right? And then some motherfucker, I'm not even going to say his, some Twitter response. I didn't even see it. The only response I saw was I'm not even sure if it's a bot, some motherfucker in Russia, but someone responded with, I'm not going to read the response, but what I will say, they used the term like, basically they came to the defense of Jason Aldean, ignore what I wrote, whatever, and then wrote something stupid about, used the word knuckle dragger. Basically said some, my favorite white is, blah, 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 he's not a bad person, so enlighten me. Basically, this white boy was trying to bait me into a debate about, well, like, he was stupid enough to think that I would fall for the bait. And and I bring this up because I know better than to engage an idiot like that. Son Michelle, shout out to that brother. He saw that shit. And homeboy, and I love his quote, right? First of all, he responds to our tweet. Because I can tell it was his way of saying, hey, everyone who follows me, don't engage this asshole. He's just going to waste your time. He's just going to drain your energy. He's got nothing to do. His mom, his daddy, his girl. He ain't got no girlfriend. No one likes him. And the best connection he can get with another human being is racism, is through this. Like, if you engage him, this is the close that he's going to get to a human connection. Like, anyway, so he responds with a picture of his profile Twitter profile, and circles the fact that he's following 29 people and has 7 followers and joined in April 2020. You know, I've noticed a lot of people, lead executive at Thomas Bain's, lead executive, yeah, full of shit, whatever. But I noticed a lot of these trolls, whether they be racist like that or hot women who want to sleep with you with webcams, their account always is the same year. Like, it's always 2023. I'm saying, if you follow me, you need to explain that you're not a bot. Anyway, oh my God, focus me. Right, okay, so he responds with a picture of his profile pic showing that he's following 29 people. So basically, he's just been on the internet. And I love what he says. He goes, yeah, nobody's arguing with some anonymous coward using a burner profile around here. Fool, you got us fucked up. And yeah, I took that as a sign that, you know, come on, folks, don't waste your time with this idiot. It has happened that I've posted something on social media and some idiot responds to it. And my instinct is, fuck it, just ignore him. But one of my friends who follow me, like, falls for the bait and engages that person. I'm like, fuck. Then I feel responsible and I feel the need, like, breaking them up. But my point in all this is, I felt like responding to some show. I said, bro, you ain't got to tell me twice. I get it. I know better than to engage this useless, I'm not even sure if he's a human being, but this useless waste of internet space. But it also took me back to the notion of, holy shit, someone on the internet just scared me. What the fuck is that? Who's Laura Loomer? Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Wait, hold on. Shamir and Megan? I don't know. Just something showed up in my tweet and it scared the shit out of me. All right, where was I? It reminded me of, you don't have to turn around and look at every dog that barks at you. It's There's a lot of idiots on the internet. There's a lot of energy drainers. And, yeah, no, sometimes it's hard to not fall for, I feel like I'm getting better at it, but sometimes it, I used to joke about this, someone on the internet is calling me a punk. And, I'm just responding to, like, there's some people, it's not even, Andrew Tate followers, don't even waste your time. And the thing is, some of you are out there are like thinking that, oh, this poor soul just doesn't get it. I need to explain it to him. There was a time where I thought that, I swear, right? I was younger, right? I thought Holocaust deniers were simply people who just needed someone to point out the page in the book that says, see, over here, all right, here's the history book right here, all right. Hitler, yeah, okay, World War II, all right. Concentration camp, and 6 million. How do they know that for sure? I don't know. Maybe they counted the death certificates. I mean, it was an whatever. You know what I mean? But the point is, it's a known fact. I honestly thought that they just needed that explanation. But no, they're willfully ignorant. So that's what I'm saying. You got to, especially our sensitive types, man, we got to learn how to budget our energy, because there's a lot of useless piece of shits out there just waiting, like Dracula, just waiting, got nothing, just waiting to drain. They got nothing better to do than drain your energy. That's why you got to protect it, man. You got to be mindful of that shit. And yeah, take the risk. I know, but I don't want to be mean to other people. I fucking get it. You know what? It ties back to what I'm saying. I don't want to be mean to other people. This is where you got to analyze yourself and wonder, am I being a people pleaser, or do I genuinely care about this person? Well, some people you can't save. Some people you can't save. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm just going to reiterate the fact, the point, and I live by this rule, or I'm practicing by this slogan, this wisdom. You don't have to turn around and look at every dog that barks at you. I mean, of course, if they're coming for you to bite, yeah, I'm sure you got to, you know, watch your back. But if they're like chain, rah, 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 you know, sometimes when I walk and I hear a dog bark at me, I think they're calling me nigger. But I don't turn around to look at them. I'm like, fuck you. At least I'm not chained up. All right. Okay. All right. This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. What time is it? Okay. Here's hoping I, fuck, it's late. All right. Thank you for listening. No. Well, first, if you want to holler at me, you can DM me on Twitter. I'm calling it Twitter. Fuck you, Elon. Via B Blizzak or Shut Up Podcast. You can DM me on TikTok at B.Black, or keep it old school and go to the website shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And you can subscribe. Okay, I gotta update this thing. You can subscribe to this podcast using your RSS feed that's on the website, or go to Google, Apple Podcasts, or Podchaser. Thank you for listening. Seriously. From the bottom of my heart. Now, again, I'm not sure if I'm going to have another episode next week. Just tell a friend. Maybe there may not be an episode next week. I'm figuring it out. I don't know. I feel like I need to do a big deal for episode 100. But then again, who knows? Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace.
I am your king now.